News. I'm John Scott. House congressional leaders working on a bipartisan push towards weekend votes to approve a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as several other national security policies. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson this week set in motion a plan to advance the package. Two jurors have been dismissed in the Trump criminal trial. The dismissals bring down to five the number of jurors seated thus far. President Biden has won endorsements from more than a dozen members of the Kennedy political family. On Wall Street, stocks finishing mixed. The Dow was up 22 points, but the NASDAQ lost 81 and the S&P 500 dropping 11 points. This is SRN News.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
All right, David Blackman standing by. We're going to take a moment here to talk to Brant McDonald, Mr. Right on the Money, about today's market news and how it impacts you. Good afternoon, Brant.
Greg, hey, buddy. How's it going?
I think we're okay. How are you?
Good, good. Not bad. You know, as you mentioned, another big day on Wall Street. We've got 5 days in a row now, Greg. The market's been down. I think we're topping out there, and believe me when I tell you that there is a lot of risk that's building in this market. We've now got a board of governors. We have presidents and CEOs of some of the largest banks in the world who are coming out publicly saying they're extremely concerned about the U.S. government and its borrowing levels, even going as far to say that if we don't get this under control, that in 2025 we could really be in serious trouble. It's the kind of trouble where you lose control of the bond market and bond yields explode higher from here and really crush the economy, and probably has a pretty massive impact on the global economy as well. So we're sitting on a razor's edge with all of this. I mean, even when here recently Janet Yellen just announced how she's doing her bond auction. We've touched on this many times in the past. It's getting even worse. She's borrowing the vast majority of money in the short end of the market, exacerbating short-term T-bill yields in an effort to try to take pressure off the long end. You have to read between the lines here. Keep in mind, all these pundits and the media are going to go around and talk about how everything's okay, everything's fine, no big deal, and all of this kind of stuff. But I promise you, there's a reason why we're seeing metals and commodities explode to historic levels. And as I've been saying, gold, again, another all-time high. gold has outperformed the market over the last 5 years, 3 years, and 1 year. The gig is up. So it's a political year, as we know. This is going to continue at least through November. Who knows who's going to really win the election? But I know this.
How can even be in doubt? It's sad, but that's the way it is.
It is the way it is. Well, here's the other thing I was going to touch on real quick. You know, this is the kind of stuff that's being talked about in my Bloomberg chat. And this is not just by average, everyday folks in my business. These are big-time, major, well-heeled economists talking about the fact that the jobless claims numbers, for example, over the last 7 to 8 months, they keep coming in almost identical month after month after month. This is crazy. The math does not add up. it's almost like, I mean, everyone's scratching their heads going, are these numbers just being manufactured? I'll give you another example. Bank of America reported earnings earlier in the week, and they've got incredible amounts of data on consumer credit card spending and how they're spending their money. They came out in their report, and they said that consumer spending was up 0.3% year over year. But yet the government's number has it as 4% year over year. Who are you supposed to believe? I mean, it doesn't jee-haw. It does not make sense. None of it makes sense. And these are not conspiracy theorists. I'm not even a conspiracy theorist. You know me, Greg. Over the last many, many years we've been doing this, we call it like we see it. We look at data, and when we see an aberration or a shift or a drift away from the standard deviation or the mean or the average of what other numbers are, when you have a statistical massive deviation, it makes you scratch your head and wonder what the heck is going on. I don't know. I tell you, it's very concerning. All of this is, and it's just, I've been saying for a year now, this is a dangerous market. You know, the direction we're headed in is a very dangerous situation. Everyone's got to pay attention to this. I think inflation's probably worse than it really is.
Oh, I think most people would agree with you. Everybody knows what they pay for stuff in the store and what they used to pay. These numbers they're throwing out are pure crap. But
yes, and so anyway, it's just we're not going to get a whole lot of new data anytime soon. Probably, I think we get next week. We get the PCE, which is a really big number. So we've still got, about 3-4 trading days with not a ton of data other than just some earnings announcements. But that PCE number next week is going to be a really big deal, especially coming on the heels of a hot CPI number like we had last week.
Brant, we appreciate you taking the time to join us this afternoon. We'll look forward to visiting with you tomorrow.
Yep. Tomorrow's Friday.
Absolutely, buddy. Y'all take care. Have a great night.
8:30 Friday morning.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
There are more nipples in the world than people.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
We may be exploring the idiocracy, but I think that guy was right about the nipples, because here in the studio, there's two people sitting here, I'm going to assume. I've already got mine, so we are going to raise the intellectual bar here over the next hour. David, thank you. We had to take Brant McDonald's call a little bit early today.
Who's coming on to raise the intellectual bar?
Well, we were sort of depending on you to do that.
Oh, my God. Come on, man.
We vote David Blackman here.
Yeah.
And I always feel smarter. I always feel like a better talk show host when we have you on with us. It's always fun, but I always learn something, too. I don't even know where to start today, but, and once again, maybe this Speaker Johnson guy, maybe he'll be able to do. We've got to start there.
Yeah.
Selling out the country, I'd like your thoughts.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, he's going to bring all these bills up for a vote the next few days and give the Democrats everything they want and get absolutely not a damn thing in return. nothing in return. Nothing on border security, nothing on controlling spending, nothing on, you know, getting us out of these war entanglements in Europe, the Middle East. No concessions on energy policy, no concessions on monetary policy, nothing, zero. The Republican majority in the House is getting nothing
in exchange,
zero. And I don't know why we bother. Why do we bother to worry about whether we have a Republican majority? Like I think I wrote this morning that all we ever get with a Republican majority, at least over the last decade, has been to delay whatever it is the Democrats want to do to this country. And this time the delay is, what, 90 days? I mean, they could have just passed all these very same bills back in January and been done with it. But instead we had to wait till April to get sold out this time.
You make a great point. Why do we worry about having a majority? It really means nothing. It didn't mean anything
when
Donald Trump had the House and the Senate, supposedly. But he had a lot of enemies in that group, and they weren't going to give him what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
He got some, but certainly not all of what he wanted to do. And in that sense, it's also like our opinion doesn't matter. What the citizens want doesn't matter because they go to D.C. and they do the bidding of their masters. Maybe
right.
That's oversimplification, but it's
anyway. When Marjorie Taylor Greene filed her motion to vacate or threatened it 2 weeks ago, I was like, "Oh man, we don't need to do this again. It's just pointless." And today, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, why not just keep doing it until you get somebody who at least has a spine in that job.
But the people that do have that spine, they never seem to even get a whiff of that kind of power. It's always somebody they know they can ply or manipulate or will ultimately give them what they want.
Or blackmail. I mean, I honestly believe, you know, Johnson's probably got some skeleton in his closet. He doesn't want to be made public.
Yeah.
And he's being blackmailed. I think that's happened to John Roberts on the Supreme Court. I think it happens to a lot of people. In fact, I know blackmail has been a big business in Washington, D.C. for a long, long time, and it happens a lot. And I don't doubt that, that might be happening with the speaker and may have happened with Kevin McCarthy, too.
It's just beyond galling. And then they wonder why voter enthusiasm is down. We've been down this road, and the results have been very disappointing. In the meantime, from the idiocracy from your blog, the Google employees, why are so many people supporting terrorists? I don't get it.
My goodness.
True the baloney. Israel was the victim of a terror attack last October 7th. 1,400 people were killed, hundreds and hundreds injured.
And hostages taken. They've all been murdered by the terrorists since they've been in captivity. They don't, you know, none of them are alive anymore. And that's why Hamas refuses to do any deal that involves them turning over hostages, because they've killed them all. And a lot of those hostages, by the way, were Americans. And this administration pretends they didn't happen.
See, there used to be a time in this country when being an American had value if there was some kind of issue overseas.
Yeah.
And a president would stand up for you and make sure that you were evacuated or got to safe harbor somewhere until they could ultimately resolve the situation. Not with this group.
Yeah, the shameful, the most shameful, well, a lot of it's shameful, but the most shameful aspect of what Biden's done is, you know, we've basically changed sides in this thing, right? I mean, we're now doing more to support Hamas and the terrorists in Gaza than we're doing to support Israel. And that boils down to the Democrat polling data in one district in the state of Michigan, currently represented by Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah.
That has a heavy Palestinian refugee population because they've let all these Palestinians into the country, which was in and of itself extraordinarily stupid, as we see with Rashida Tlaib being in Congress. They hate America. They hate everything we stand for, completely incompatible with our society, shouldn't be here. But the Democrats are worried that that one district, if Biden doesn't appease the Palestinians in that district, could turn the state of Michigan in favor of Trump in November. And that is driving every bit of American foreign policy in the Middle East today. I mean, it's just an absolute disgrace, and no one in the media will talk about it.
No.
But that's what's happening.
Speaking of no one in the media, David, maybe I got to cut Joe some slack, because he revealed yesterday something that I could understand would take up a great portion of what's left of his brain. And that's the fact that he had an uncle who died in Papua New Guinea during World War II and was eaten by cannibals. David, you're laughing. This is a tragic tragedy.
Well, it would be if it was true.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what actually happened to his uncle, it wasn't really his uncle, he's a cousin, a distant cousin, was that he was in a bomber that crashed into the ocean within the vicinity of Papua New Guinea. This is according to official Pentagon report on the matter. They crashed into the ocean. Two of the three people on the bomber were lost, including Biden's cousin. One survived. The bodies were never recovered. They were in the deep ocean. They didn't crash on the island itself. Mm-hmm. There's like zero chance he was eaten by cannibals or had any interaction whatsoever. And this is just Biden, you know, taking something in his family's history that has this little kernel of truth to it and turning it into what he believes is a better story to tell on the campaign trail. It's all a lie,
yeah,
but it makes for a good story. And he's so completely out to lunch now. He's been telling that story probably for 50 years on the campaign trail, started telling it when he was in his 30s. And he, at this point in his life, doesn't even probably know that it's not a true story. So you almost have to excuse him just for his senility, because he probably honestly believes that story's true when in fact it's completely false.
As you pointed out, no one, not one single person who was there from the media asked the follow-up question.
No, of course not. Of course not.
I mean, were there leftovers? Did they put it in saran wrap? You know, Joe, what other details can you provide us on this incredible story?
Right. I mean, if you work for 9 out of 10 of the media outlets that are represented in the press corps, if you're not a Fox employee or, you know, the Daily Caller or some conservative site, if you ask that follow-up question, you may get fired. You'll certainly get reassigned. End up out in Minot, North Dakota, you know, in the middle of winter instead of in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, they don't have any courage. There's no guts. There's no integrity. There's no curiosity in the National Press Corps. They don't care. There's no such thing as journalistic ethics anymore. It's all about the agenda. I'm in a bad mood today. I was in a good mood all day until we started talking about Biden's. Yeah.
It's almost impossible to keep a good mood going when you look at what's going on. That's why we call this segment the Idiocracy, you know, and what's happening out there. This situation, and it's brilliantly put together in your blog. I'm so old, I guess. I can remember a time where if you occupied your boss's office, you were probably going to get fired.
You know, probably, yeah.
They were going to enforce some kind of code of discipline, and you wouldn't have a job. So they occupy the office. Have I got this right? They occupy the office at Google, and Google went ahead and dropped their contract with Israel?
No. They didn't. And believe it or not, 28 of those people got fired today.
Whoa!
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I'm like you. I never believed for a minute they'd fire any of those people. 28 of them got fired. I just think that's incredible.
Yeah.
This is good news.
Go Google.
Yeah. Wow. I was.
But of course, go ahead. You know, it all comes down to money. It's not about principle. Google's that contract with Israel. I don't remember exactly what it is they're doing for Israel, but it's a $1 billion contract. So, you know, at Google, it just comes down, just like at any other corporation, what it comes down to profits.
And obviously, in a related matter, the students at Columbia got the zip tie treatment today for protesting.
Did they? Yeah. I didn't see that. Good. Well, yeah. That's good to know.
Well, I don't know. If we keep having these sane moments in the world, it's going to hurt our segment terribly. We need to.
But ask yourself this, Greg. What happened at Columbia today came the day after the president of that university was absolutely humiliated in a congressional hearing by the wonderful New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik.
Yes.
In a tour de force that is rarely seen on Capitol Hill. And just absolutely lambasted her and filleted her and cooked her up for dinner. It was awesome.
Just like Joe's cousin in World War II.
Yeah, exactly. Congressional cannibals. It's a scandal.
When we come back, we're going to take a call here quick. Then when we come back, we're going to move on to the Trump trial, the circus that that is. But Sparky wanted to join the conversation.
Hey, Sparky.
Yeah, I love you guys when you're together.
Thank you.
Perfect show. Anyway.
David gets the credit for that.
Well, you both do. You know, Trump had a few girlfriends. You know, there's no harm done. He paid him or whatever. Joe Biden showered with his adult daughter. And no one ever brings it up. I mean, that's sick.
Well, in some circles, that's considered progressive, too.
Yeah, and she wasn't an adult when he did it. She was a child.
Which makes it far worse.
Yeah.
Far worse.
And, and it affected her mentally. And she was fearful every time she got in the shower. She used to wait late at night, so he wasn't there.
And who gets punished? The person that exposed the diary,
right?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of politics.
Yeah, we all are, Sparky. Thank you for the call. I'm looking at Biden on TV. He's talking to somebody about. Oh, it's the New Guinea story.
Oh, my God. He's talking about Uncle Bozy again.
He always looks like he's looking into the sun. His squint has just gotten so much worse and so pronounced.
Did you see him go into the gas station today trying to imitate what Trump did the other day in the Chick-fil-A?
Failed miserably.
And he wears his damn sunglasses into the gas station, so he has to look down at his feet to make sure he's placing his feet just right in front of him because he's wearing those sunglasses. And he's so feeble. I'm sorry, it's not funny, but it's such a farce.
Farce is the word. It is.
The whole thing is just such an embarrassing farce. And
if they're going to continue to put him out there, we have every right to call it what it is. We absolutely have that right. That's why I call him President Roomba, because he goes into a room and just bounces around until all the vacuuming is done. He's just... It must have sensors or something that prevents it from getting worse. David Blackman is our guest, the man with the 10-gallon brain from somewhere in Texas. We think it's a pretty cool place. David, please give your blog address so people can look you up and support your work, and we're going to take our first break in the hour here.
Yes, it's davidblackman.substack for politics, blackman.substack for energy. I write about both every day.
This man is the energy expert. Donald Trump is next on the docket as we hit the traffic dungeon at 424.
Accident earlier East Boulevard. If you're traveling from Carmichael Road across I-85 to the Sam's Club entrance, this is going to be just past the bridges on the right. They are trying to clear that accident now. Only got a couple of vehicles left there. They're trying to get loaded up. We're busy everywhere around Montgomery on the boulevards, the interstates. We've got a few minor accidents, but most of them are in parking lots, neighborhoods. Nothing's going to affect your travel. Gravel, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears at the moment. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power, larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Sunken Tractor Cafe on Mahurg Road, Wetumpka has your favorites like garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The fryer for french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Plus, beer and wine. Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 7. Sunken Tractor on Facebook for all the happenings.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work. So why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group. Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, great combination.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks. Helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some weekend weather changes on the way, but we're dry. If you have evening plans tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Overnight low temperature falls to about 65. Tomorrow is another very warm day, with a high around 87 tomorrow, and still 84 on Saturday, with widely scattered showers and thunderstorms both days. Then a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday as temperatures cool down quite a bit. Sunday's high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
An AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property.
Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
And that's what it's come to, security systems for the home. That's on Kickstarter, where if you aren't supposed to be on somebody's porch and you're identified as not supposed to be there, you have 5 seconds to leave or you're going to get a puss full of paintballs. I guess it's come to that because law enforcement, that's been a big issue here, David, this week. We've had many tragedies here, but we had a situation it was last Friday, a woman on Atlanta Highway, which is one of the big thoroughfares here in town, was at a light, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. Some thugs pulled up next to her and started firing. She sank down in her seat. Just as she came back up, she caught one, and she is now paralyzed from the chest down.
Ugh.
And there are 1,000 reasons to be frustrated when you live in this city. We're way understaffed. I heard under 200 cops.
Well, I think we're budgeted for 500, and we've only got like 3-something.
What are we doing with the money? Why aren't we recruiting? What is wrong with this administration that they are so in bed with the thugs? Hug a thug. That's our new motto in Montgomery. So, therefore, you have situations like this with really advanced security technology, the paintball blaster. That'll be out in the market soon, I'm sure. We're at the 431 in this.
I don't like that idea, actually.
Well,
yeah,
you know
me
what?
Too.
Nobody,
yeah.
You know, you may have to take your clothes to the dry cleaner if you're attacked by one of those things, but mm-hmm. you shouldn't be where you're not supposed to be. That's what my mother always told me, right?
Exactly.
The Trump trial, the sham that it is in New York, I don't know if you caught what Mark Robert was saying, but.
No.
He. Is saying when this, he knows how the verdict's going to go. It's New York. You can't get a fair trial there. And was he charged with tearing the tag off a mattress or some high-end crime, as my cousin Vinny would say? And he can't leave the courtroom. He can't go to his kid's graduation, at least as it stands
right
now. And I guess they have a complete jury for this.
They do as of this afternoon. They've got 12. Well, let me back up. They have 12 jurors seated, but they only have one alternate selected, so they still have to select
five more alternate jurors.
So they have to have 6. So there's still going to be some more jury selection happening.
He should not have to be there for that.
Well, it's a requirement in a criminal trial that the defendant be present. And it's part of our right to confront our accusers, of course, but to make them sit through jury selection like that is, I think it's a little excessive.
Yeah.
And again, like the way he transacted business, he's already been found guilty of paying a loan off on time with interest.
Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah, and what he's accused of in this trial is not a crime either. It's completely made up. It's a farce. You know, he paid us money to Stormy Daniels. I don't think anyone thinks Donald Trump's an angel.
No.
The supposed crime was misrecording it, misclassifying it on the books, and... you know, that's just ridiculous. It's a law that's never been enforced against anyone in New York State. It's just obviously a political vendetta, and everyone knows it. And everyone, I think, also knows there will be a conviction of some sort, unless the only hope he has is that one of these 12 jurors is a person of real personal integrity, which appears to be very hard to find in Manhattan. Who says, you know, I'm going to judge this trial fairly, and refuses to budge when, you know, he's confronted by 11 hostile Democrats with him on the jury, trying to shame him into voting their way. Because it only takes one.
Yeah.
No vote to hang the jury, right? So.
But think about it, and I'm sure you are already more than aware of this, the pressure that those jurors must feel.
Yeah.
They may know right from wrong. They may know this is a joke, but they're probably scared crapless to do anything but convict him because they know what happens to people that tell the truth in this
country. I mean, one thing they know is that CNN and MSNBC will do everything, and the New York Times will do everything they can to find all their personal information and dox them with it and publish it on their website so that people can harass and attack them and protest in front of their house. They all know that going in. That's why I would never, you know, I'd sit there and lie to get off of that jury. I would never want to be on that jury. And I've served on juries and, you know, I tried to do my civic duty, but in that trial, there's no way you could get me on that jury.
No. Interestingly enough, right now, I was telling somebody earlier today about how I used to be proud being from Chicago. I used to love to travel back and visit it. And well beyond this clown show that's the current mayor, he's facing a recall. Because he's...
Oh, is he? Finally good for them. Yeah, that's great.
And it's from the African-American community because he is spending just a ton of money on illegal immigrants.
Well,
they're finally waking up there,
yeah.
You know, like, what's taking you so long to realize...
You think they're waking up to realize that they're being replaced by the Democratic Party, that they're the target group that's going to be replaced?
I pray that they do wake up to that, because if more do... I saw... Interesting. Joe tries to impersonate Trump at a gas station. Trump goes to Harlem. That picture of the woman hugging him speaks volumes, and I'm sure every major media outlet has done everything humanly possible to make sure that nobody in their audience sees it, because we can't have a known racist being seen getting a friendly, warm hug from a black woman.
And the children loved him.
Yes.
Yeah. They all love him.
Yeah.
You know, this is just what, and I know the Democrats have to panic when they see images like this.
Yes.
Because it tells you, it makes it so counterintuitive to think that Joe Biden really got 81 million votes and Trump only got 75.
Up 16 million from the first election, too.
Yeah, and when you look at the rally Trump had over the weekend in Philadelphia, 15,000 people show up. Biden goes to his supposed hometown of Scranton the next day to do a rally, and 15 people showed up.
Wow.
And the photos from it, they had seats in there for 100 or 200 people. And there's 15 people down there in front of the where Biden's speaking. Nobody wants to see Biden.
No.
Biden had to basically strong-arm the manager of that gas station to take a picture with him. He was the only guy that would agree to take a picture with him.
Yeah, I'm supposed to believe half the country wants him back for four more years of this?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, so if I was Trump, and I was really, really thrilled to see him go to Harlem and do that, he should be doing that once or twice every week. Just spontaneous showing up somewhere.
By the way, I'm convinced that the Fox News networks, both Fox Business and the regular news, are listening to this show, because everything we've discussed 2 minutes later is on their screen. It's uncanny, because we're going to talk about the crack pottery at NPR coming up, and that's what they're teasing on Fox. And by the way, there's a woman on Fox Business who looks like the Hillary Clinton float in the Macy's parade.
She's got these beady little eyes.
Yeah.
What's going on with her eyes?
I don't know. They're frightening me.
From, isn't she the Florida Senator, House of Representatives?
Oh, you're talking about this blonde lady that's on there.
Oh,
yeah, Kat Kamick. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody,
I'm talking about the host. She's got these beady little eyes that they're just little slits. They're not hardly even open.
Somewhere, Kat Kamick must have a friend who can give her a makeover, because that's a... That's a terrible look.
That is such a mean thing to say.
Well, I am an illustrious, look at me talking, right? Illustrious member of the media. Just being honest about what I see. That garish color. Come on, Rosie. That looks hideous.
Okay.
So I'm missing the message she's giving, because she's made me focus on her. Horrible.
Well, see, there's the host back. Well, she's gone now. But her eyes, she's like Biden. She's like a female Biden. She can't keep her eyes open. Must be something wrong. Anyway, she's probably got something terribly wrong with her eyes, and I shouldn't say anything.
I will. I'll take the hit, David.
I'll leave that to you, Greg.
Thank you. We will continue exploring the idiocracy, and next we are going to talk about a crazy person running NPR, and the one person who had the guts to stand up and talk about the reality of how things work there is out of a job.
Yeah.
But what else would you expect? All right, that and 1819 News coming up. First, a visit to the traffic room.
We had an accident earlier East Boulevard. If you're traveling from Carmichael Road across I-85 to the Sam's Club entrance, this is going to be just past the bridges on the right. They are trying to clear that accident now. Only got a couple of vehicles left there. They're trying to get loaded up. We're busy everywhere around Montgomery on the boulevards, the interstates. We've got a few minor accidents, but most of them are in parking lots, neighborhoods. Nothing's going to affect your travel. Gravel, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears at the moment. Goodbye, and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power, larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
Alabama's Republican senators are upset with the maneuvers of the Senate Democrats to avoid any and all accountability for the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. On Wednesday, the Senate voted to dismiss the two articles of impeachment that were passed by the U.S. House and then presented to the Senate earlier this week. The impeachment articles have to do with Mayorkas failing to secure the U.S.-Mexico border and a breach of trust with the American people. U.S. Senator Katie Britt called the vote to dismiss by Democrats a slap in the face to every family that has been devastated by this border crisis. Britt says that Wednesday is the day that impeachment died, and Democrats set a terrible precedent for the institution of the Senate as well as the country. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville says this humanitarian crisis at the southern border was enacted intentionally by both Mayorkas and the Biden administration. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The Alabama Department of Transportation announces plans to renovate a 60-year-old bridge that connects Tuscaloosa to Northport. The Woosley-Findlay Bridge has 50,000 vehicles pass over it on a daily basis. The $124 million project will begin this time next year and will include expanding the bridge to six lanes, along with a bicycle lane and footpath. A public meeting about the bridge project will be held on April 30th. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some weekend weather changes on the way, but we're dry. If you have evening plans tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Overnight low temperature falls to about 65. Tomorrow is another very warm day with a high around 87 tomorrow. And still 84 on Saturday with widely scattered showers and thunderstorms both days. Then a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday as temperatures cool down quite a bit. Sunday's high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, I checked the live-in fear Doppler. It looks like it's going to rain here, but there's nothing falling except out west and it's light.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
International. Amateur.
Radio Day.
All we hear is
how about a little radio?
International.
Complete amateur.
Radio Day.
Radio Day.
Change my radio station.
Radio transmission.
It's Amateur Radio Day across America, and to prove it, I'm here. And to keep our professional standards high, David Blackman has joined the show from Texas, our blogger friend, who I urge you to look up and subscribe, because you're going to get a take on news that is very deliberately and well thought out. There's a lot of humor in there. I don't know how he does it. And it's in my inbox every morning before we even start the show. In fact, I've used it several times in the 6 o'clock hour here on the morning show. And he's with us now as we continue venturing carefully through the idiocracy that we are living in. And I just saw a meme, David, from somebody. It's a woman, and she says, there is no plan for anything to be fixed because the plan was to destroy everything. And that sure seems like the case. Let's talk about that woman at NPR. Go ahead.
She's a peach.
Yeah.
Catherine Maher is her name. Yeah, you like her, huh, Rosie?
Oh, man. She's the epitome of woke.
Oh, yeah, man. She's just unbelievable. So Christopher Rufo, who's a journalist, writes at, Human Events, City Journal, Manhattan Institute, Hillsdale. He's done just wonderful work on this lady. When they named her the CEO late last week, he started going back through her Twitter account. And she is certifiably crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And an enemy of this country. She should not be in any job in the media. She believes that the biggest problem we have in America today, the biggest drawback to our ability to get things done in America is what?
The First Amendment.
The First Amendment, which is the entire basis for the maintenance of a free press in the United States. And NPR supposedly is a news organization. That's what the pretend platform is, okay? So this is who the board at NPR decided was the right person at the right time for that particular job. It's astonishing to me. She has never led a media organization. She was previously the head of Wikipedia, okay, which is one of the main sources for disinformation and misinformation on the internet today. Well, now we know why, because she was the CEO for several years. She's awful. She's a horrible human being. I urge everyone to go to Twitter, look up Christopher F. Rufo's Twitter feed, and just go through the videos he's posted. She is a threat, a clear and present danger to our society, having people like her heading up media organizations. And we have to stop doing this to ourselves. This is a self-inflicted wound. NPR is a taxpayer-funded entity. We should not have an enemy of the people like Catherine Maher serving as CEO of a taxpayer-funded institution. And, you know, we shouldn't be funding NPR. Everybody knows that. PBS, NPR should have been defunded during the Reagan administration when it was first brought up.
I have a little
clip. The Democrats won't allow it. Anyway, sorry.
No. I have a little clip of this woman here.
Oh, good.
You have one in your blog, right?
Did I post one of her? I don't think I did post any videos of her.
I have her here claiming that she's striving for the truth is a distraction.
Yes.
Okay.
It gets in the way of reaching common ground.
Yeah. Where is this woman? I want to hear her.
Take place in a transparent and open fashion. This means that Wikipedia can continue to change as the world changes around it, integrating new ideas and new perspectives. But I think one of the most critical things that I found really important is that its model pushes us to work together into deliberation and into conversation so that the end result is something that most of us feel is reasonable. And
what a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Hey, I want everyone to know, too, that particular talk, she was giving it to the Atlantic Council. The Atlantic Council is basically, it's supposedly a non-governmental organization that is basically run by former heads of the CIA. It's funded by the CIA. It's a CIA front that has tremendous influence over foreign policy in the United States. And that's who she was talking to when she gave that particular talk.
One thing that's always rubbed me the wrong way about NPR is they live in a taxpayer-funded radio world, and they treat themselves to some mighty generous salaries that you could not make. If they had to survive on merit, they would be working part-time jobs to augment their income. But that's not the way it is, and she's probably hauling in a seven-figure salary for that gig.
Yeah, probably
so, yeah. I mean, millions of dollars, I'm sure. She's one of the highest paid people at any media outlet.
We have a call from Papa B. You're on with David Blackman, Papa B.
Hey, Greg, Rosie, David.
Hey.
Every time I hear Papa B, I think of cool Papa Bell. Anyway, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, baseball player.
Yeah.
This lady is just another example of why we've got to burn the institutions like NPR to the ground. There's no redeeming it.
That's right. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just got to go. Now, Greg and Rosie, you're going to have to forgive me because I never heard y'all ask David this, and maybe you did, but I just wasn't listening at the time. David, I have heard and heard over and over that Michelle Obama is a tranny. Do you have any insight into it at all? I mean, I don't know the truth about it. I'm just trying to
David's well known for being one of the top tranny investigators in America.
That's not really my beat, guys.
All I want to know is what was that bouncing around in her pants on the Ellen Show when she was dancing?
Well, I'm sure everyone has seen. Imagine you've all seen the clip of Joan Rivers telling a reporter with the New York Times that.
Who subsequently died.
2 weeks later, she's dead.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the truth of it is.
I think Joan Rivers was telling the truth. Nothing would surprise me. And by the way, have we not noticed after all the years that Mr. Whoa, I'm the one we've been waiting for. Where's all the wedding pictures? Where's the baby pictures of the kids? Where's all that family stuff that if you were a politician like Gil Fulbright, you'd want everybody to see? Here's my family pointing at things.
It's kind of, I guess, suspicious to me that all this trans stuff and LGBTQ stuff, it really started happening when they came into office. I mean, that's where...
It really kind of did, didn't it?
It sure did, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, guys. Thanks a lot.
I'll tell you what else started happening when they came into office is the big effort by the American news media and the global news media, really, to begin to normalize pedophilia.
Yeah.
the big propaganda campaign to normalize pedophiles as just a just a different kind of what do they call it? I can't even remember what they call it. But we're supposed to just accept pedophiles in our midst now because they're just normal people like we are.
No.
They're not normal people.
No.
And I think that's the main reason. If the Democrats are really desperate to retain their absolute power, they would be pushing Michelle Obama very, very hard.
She's not going to run for president. No,
I don't think so. And I also don't believe she's all that popular. Based on what?
I don't either, yeah.
There's nothing likable about her. She's always pulling a turnip out of the ground, and that whole school lunch menu disaster where they were throwing away tons of food in California because the kids didn't want to eat it.
Nobody. I bet she's got a heck of an approval rating at NPR.
Oh, no doubt. It's very high. And the guy who had the guts to stand up and expose what a sham it is, he's out of a job now.
Yeah, but he'll be fine. He'll get a job making a lot more money somewhere else.
Yeah, there's plenty of liberal outlets that would love to have him.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's not like this guy's a raging conservative. No. He'll go get a job at MSNBC or CNN probably.
They all have the same wan look on their face. I see him around town from time to time. They never blink. They just seem to float through stores and through life on this little cloud they live on. You can tell. I can pick out of the crowd.
Yeah, I can too. I honest to goodness, I really can. And of course, I've like you, been dealing with them for a long, long time. I will say this, okay, and I know we're running out of time, but it was funny. Wednesday morning or Tuesday morning, when all this news about Catherine Maj started to break, I was out on Twitter retweeting some of Christopher Rufo's tweets, and all of a sudden my email dings, and it is an email, an urgent interview request from a reporter at NPR.
Oh. Oh, there she is on Fox right now. I'm telling you, they're spying
on us. There she is. She's like, she's putting a hex on us or something there. Oh my goodness. Anyway, it was a great interview. She did a fine segment on one of their national shows and quoted me fairly, and I was actually kind of pleased. So, you know, it's not, there is hope if you can get the right leadership in these organizations. You could, I think, get some better balance because there are people who work at the lower echelons of a place like NPR who really are just trying to do a job.
Yeah.
It's once you get into the editor and upper management levels where everything just has to be focused on pushing the narrative because they're, you know, they know all the political people and they have to go to the same dinner parties with all these people.
Right.
And it's a big social club, like George Carlin said, and none of us are in it.
Right, exactly. I feel they're not very inclusive when it comes to us, David. That's for darn sure.
No, they're not.
David Blackman, we can't thank you enough for the time you so generously give the show on Monday and Thursday. Are we good for Monday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There'll be so much to talk about.
Yay. Monday.
And yay. I want to thank those who read David's blog for Facebook friending me or following. Really appreciate it because I repost a lot of what David does. I love the energy meme that you had in there today. That was great.
So perfect.
You are a memist. That's not like you're a racist. You're just a good memist for coming.
Well, I can. Yeah, I just steal them off of Twitter, you know.
I'm my professional pilferer. Have a great weekend, David Black.
All right. Y'all have a great weekend. We